seems too high. And you don't have the courage nor the strength to climb in the road you're on, won't end. But still you run, though you cannot see the finish line. And dark clouds are over you, your sky's no longer blue. You marched on straight ahead, and somehow you made it through. Got to the mountain peak and left a path for me. Your victory made history, and now I believe.
Scripture in the book of Daniel in the third chapter, it teaches us that the king wanted to punish three brothers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so he not only threw them into a furnace, but he made that furnace seven times hotter. And it was so hot that even the soldiers that took them there were killed by the heat. But because these three brothers believed in the Spirit of God, they were bold. And they went willingly into the furnace. And the scripture says that not a single hair on their heads was singed. Their robes were not scorched. And there was no smell of fire on them. It even says that they had been tied up, but they were found walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed. I want to open up our circle this morning in this consciousness of the boldness, of the bravery, and of the courage that we have in us through the faith of spirit. This is the courage that God gives us. This is the tenacity that God gives us. The boldness that spirit gives us to believe beyond even our own belief. We see this in the book of Daniel with Daniel himself, how Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and because he was bold enough, he didn't suffer a single scratch. When we believe beyond belief, that which would annihilate us or burn us or destroy us is powerless. Powerless against our consciousness of faith. God told Moses, when you go into battle in your own land against an enemy who is oppressing you, sound a blast on the trumpets, and then you will be remembered by the Lord your God and rescued from your enemies. The prophet Isaiah says the Lord will march out like a champion, like a warrior. He will stir up his zeal and he will shout. He will raise the battle cry and triumph over his enemies. We can stop worrying about what is before us and know deep within that no matter what people may do or say or how dire a situation may appear, victory is always on our side because God has our back. The Bible says that when the people of Damascus came to help the king of Zobah, David struck down not one, but 22,000 of them, and every last one of these soldiers trying to defeat him became his subject. Because David believed beyond disbelief. God gave David victory wherever he went. And the lesson is not that he killed thousands of men in the flesh, but these men, these subjects, represent his own adverse thoughts. And what this means is that he overcame the consciousness that was holding him back, that was keeping him from being the best person that he could be. Let me say this again. The lesson is not that he killed thousands of men, but that these men represent his own adverse thoughts. This means that he overcame the consciousness that was holding him back and keeping him from being the best person that he could be. We are victorious when we are better, when we lift our consciousness into an awareness that we never had before, better than who we used to be, victorious when we can move beyond our own stuff and we can finally attract what we want in life, when we are finally doing what we want to do. We are victorious because we believe without and beyond appearances. We believe beyond disbelief. Remember the prophet Elijah, who was lying on his deathbed, but the king propped him up and said, get a bow and get some arrows. And the Bible says that when the king did, Elijah was bold enough to say, take the bow in your hands and open the east window and shoot. Just shoot out in the air. When you believe beyond disbelief, you can be victorious without even looking where you are shooting, realizing that God has your back. We open up this prayer circle this morning in this consciousness that Spirit is always blessing and protecting us and surrounding us with the light of favor, direction and purpose, blessing us indeed, as Jabez said, and enlarging our territory. Jesus was bold enough to say, tear this temple down, and in 3 days I will build it up. And we know he wasn't talking about a building, he was talking about himself. And because he believed beyond disbelief that he would rise again, he did. And he gave us a new faith and a new conviction to realize that each and every moment is our own resurrection of empowerment. Every moment has the power to cure us, to heal us, to prosper us, to protect us, even amongst the worst flames and enemies, to uplift us and transform us, because we are always spirits, expression as us. Each and every moment is waiting for us to be bold enough to believe beyond belief. We open up our circle in this acknowledgement that there is a supernatural presence and power that is so far greater than what we see in the flesh, that continues to anoint us, continues to bless us, continues to guide and direct us and reveal to us what we need to know, when we need to know it, to move us where we need to go, when we need to go, and to give us the words to speak truth to divine power. The only power that there is God. The only power that there is absolute good. The only power that there is the presence and the protection of a love that is so strong and so powerful, it knows what we have need of before We even ask.
Our Father everlasting, Thee, creating one, God Almighty, through Your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again.
Lord, I thank You for the boldness that Your daughter spoke of this morning. Thank You, dear Lord, that I have the courage to speak boldly when I know I should. Thanking You this morning, Lord, that for Your power that You have given me to bless, and I bless each one of you this morning, Lord. Thanking You this morning, Lord, that I have no ill feelings in me toward anybody. Thanking You, dear Lord, that I can forgive this morning. Thanking You for that, dear Lord, because until we can forgive, we are blocking our own pathway this morning. Lord, I bless Alma this morning in a special way, blessing her with her healing, dear Lord. Grateful for her friendship.
I don't know how my mother walked her trouble down. I don't know how my father stood his ground. I don't know how my people survived slavery. I do remember, that's why I believe. I don't know why the rivers overflow their banks. I don't know why the snow falls and covers the ground. I don't sweeps through the land every now and then. Standing in a rainstorm,
I believe. Oh God, how grateful I am for my consciousness today to be better. Oh God, lift my consciousness to be better today. Better than ever before. I believe beyond this belief today. Oh God, what a wonderful word today. Thank You, God, for speaking through Reverend Cecilia, God. Thank You, God, for bringing all of us together today. Today I accept my worthiness and I create a day that I love. I thank You, God, for answered prayer. How grateful I am for wholeness. I am so grateful to be able to start my day with prayer. I am so grateful to be able to start my day with each and every one of you. Thank You, God, for blessing us in a mighty, mighty way. Thank You so much for so much. God, I love You today, and I adore You today, God. It is in the name and through the power of Christ Jesus. I don't know how.
believe. I don't know why the rivers overflow their banks. I don't know why the snow covers the ground.
If we really believe beyond disbelief, that we could confront every challenge, honor every moment, and benefit from every single situation with victory, we would do things so different. We wouldn't waste the pure potential spiritual ethers by planting seeds of doubt or despair or hopelessness, because we really would believe that God expressing as us is in charge. We wouldn't sweat the small stuff. We would begin again in a consciousness that paints on such a much bigger canvas and creates out of the infinite source that is always available to us. We would realize that there is no need to worry about what's on the left or what's on the right, but right in the center where God is, there our entire life journey consists in the step that we take in each and every moment and the infinite opportunities that are available to us. We wouldn't worry about what he said or she said. We wouldn't worry about mistakes. We wouldn't worry about regret. We wouldn't worry about failure. We would know that we are already healed. We are already the whole being of God. We would surpass the unexpected. We would not be afraid to walk that water. We would multiply that fish and bread. We would be bold enough to know that God has given us a new understanding of truth, and there is power in us that we cannot even begin to imagine. You see, beloved, we can dance in the boldness of our pure potential right now. We can fly with the boldness of new hope right now. We can step boldly into our greatness, realizing that God's perfect health and wholeness is just waiting to anoint and bless us. And we're not going to worry about the journey. We're not going to worry about the process of how this will evolve, but we will be lifted in the faith of realizing that we can be boldly in our greatness right now. We can boldly co-create with the miraculous power that we are right now and boldly go through the open door. Right now, we can believe beyond belief and receive the blessings that God has in store for us right now. On this day, in this moment, we open up our awareness to receive the absolute good that we are, in whose image and likeness we are made. And in that love, in that infinite bounty of good, in that boldness, in that shield of protection, we're being lifted, we're being recreated, we are putting on a new armor of favor. We are walking through a furnace of temperatures that could exceed whatever there is in the flesh and be unscathed, untainted, not burned at all, but lifted in the light, lifted in the power, lifted in the greatness of God. That is how we walk into this moment, to this day, into this week, And this year, believing boldly beyond disbelief. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
The darkest days before the dawn.
Hallelujah.
It rains before the sun comes.
Oh, it's a great day today.
You too.
The pain is deep, the pain is real.